tell me something good.
This is ABC Good News. I'm Tamara Wern. A two-decade-old cold case has been cracked by a man collecting ocean rubbish while swimming at a Sydney beach. Phil decided to pick up bits of garbage while at Manly when he noticed one was a lot more than litter. He used his detective skills to track down the owner of the precious piece of plastic, and Phil was able to surprise Paul with a driver's license he lost in the surf with his wallet 20 years ago.
I was coming in around South Stain, and there was quite a lot of plastic. And I thought, I'll do my bit for the environment. I'll duck down and pick up some pieces. And it was only when I got back to the beach and kind of, you know, took the pieces out and had a look, I realized it's a driving license. I don't know, something just sparked my curiosity, imagination to see if I could track down the owner.
An Australian World War II veteran living in Sydney South has just discovered he'd been awarded 4 medals for his service that he never knew about. Sandra says her 97-year-old father-in-law had applied for 2 replacement medals he'd lost more than 70 years ago. But Sandra says he was humbled to discover he had much more than that in the mail.
When he came home from World War II, he was a flight lieutenant in New Guinea. Amazing stories to tell. We rang the Defence Department, and on Monday this week, they sent out the 2 medals he lost, plus 4 more that he didn't know he formerly had. And it was absolutely fabulous. He was really chuffed. It took a few breaths. He didn't say much. He's a very humble man.
A suburban adventurer who's dedicated her life to pounding Sydney footpaths has found a treasure trove of couture hidden in a quiet street. Catherine was going through council clean-up piles for items still in good nick to donate to charity. She was brave enough to open an unmarked bag to find a sky-high pile of designer delights.
I normally scout around throwouts because I donate to the homeless, particularly shoes. So I'm always looking for shoes. I found this big bag full of shoes, full of Jimmy Choo, YSL, Prada, and all in my size.
In bar-raking news, Australia's sheepiest A-list celebrity couple are woolly pleased to announce the birth of twins. Susie and Lockie have been grazing low in the Blue Mountains since their appearance alongside fellow movie stars Michael Caton and Sam Neill in the film Rams. Owner Sarah says Susie's little lambs are doing very well and already have an agent.
I have a couple of movie stars that live in my paddock. So Susie Sheep and the father, Lockie, both in the movie, have got new lambs on the ground. We've been waiting for weeks for Susie. Yesterday she had twins. Beautiful spring day. Both lambs were fit and healthy. Grandma's called them Mork and Mindy.
You heard it here on ABC Good News first. Also making news, Michelle from Chullora in Sydney's West has just got 100% of her staff at least one COVID jab. That's 300 drivers and 200 office workers. That's ABC Good News. There'll be more ABC Good News next week.
Tell me something good.